Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
When you switch to Farmers Insurance, you could save a bundle, folks. All you got to do is call 1-888-FARMERS and get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
That's right. It's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. And what a show we have for you today. I got tipped off to one of Rob Parker's takes. And let me tell you, it's lunacy. This is going to be mad fun, folks. You do not want to turn that dial, push that button, whatever they do now,
you know,
Rob.
You can always count on dial. Me. That's the one thing, right? You can count on.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. We are here for the next 3 hours. We hope you are here to join us as well on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. We got Ketino Mobley, former NBA veteran, friend of the show, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, will join us at the bottom of this hour. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? You doing all right?
I'm great, man. I am great. No complaints whatsoever.
Got the teeth cleaned today. You know what's so weird to people? So I was on MLB Network today talking about MLBBro.com, Chris, which is coming April 1st.
Okay.
And then after I was off, everybody said, people started texting me, did you get your teeth cleaned or fixed or whatever? What?
Wow.
Yeah, like it was.
So
was
you got
like,
them whitened? Did you get them whitened?
No, but that was the funny thing is I didn't get them whitened. You know what I mean? And I went to the dentist after the appearance to get them cleaned. So it was just so funny that people thought my teeth looked extra white today.
Were your teeth looking really jacked up before or something?
No, I didn't think so. But that's what I was like. I was surprised that it was like, did you get your teeth fixed? I was like, were they broken? Right. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
So, no.
I do need to get mine fixed. So I
told you, Chris, go to the what you call it.
I know. Are you back doing the Invisalign?
No, because I'm going to see the Invisalign on Monday. So I have them out because remember I got that infection.
Right.
So
right.
I just took them out. I'm not saying it was
so
that, but I just didn't want to wear them. I want to find out, make sure everything is cool, and then I'll put them back in on Monday. So.
Right. All right. All well, good. We got a great show for you, as we said. Let's introduce the iCouple crew. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos on a Worship Wednesday. Super producer Rob G is in the house running things and wearing his Odd Couple hat and carrying his Sizzler's $100 gift card in his pocket, our man David Gascon on the updates. All right, Rob, let's get into this. All right. I'm just going to let you set the stage.
Can you set it up? You're so worked up over this. Chris's panties are in a bunch.
Yes, they are. They are. And it's quite uncomfortable. All right. Anyway, James Harden, as you all know, is going back to Houston tonight to play his first game in Houston and, actually, I believe, against the Rockets, period, since he forced the trade. And we know how it went down. He said in the summer, after in the offseason, he asked them to move him. He wanted to move on. They, didn't do it. And he went out balling. I mean, first game, 44. Next game, 34, 33, something like that. Was killing it. And, the Rockets are thinking, oh, he can want to trade all he wants. If he's going to play like this, we aren't moving him.
Right. So why would we do anything? Right.
He's going to be Mr. Nice Guy. He's cool. He's, getting along with his teammates. All right. And then he said, okay, I got to turn it up a notch. And he dogged it. Now, Rob, dogging it for him was 17 points and 10 assists, I think, a game.
And, Chris, let's just be honest. At the very end, too, he looked like he was wearing a fat suit. He might have had on a fat suit underneath.
He might have had one because it was like as he got traded to Brooklyn, he lost 20 pounds.
Right.
Maybe he had him give him some extra small uniforms.
But didn't he look fat? Nah, I remember watching. He looked fat.
He don't look the slimmest now either.
No.
I was looking at him the other night and I was like, man, you would never look at this dude and think he's as good as he is.
No, you know what? He looks like if he was in a barbershop, he could be a barber cutting your hair. Like, seriously, right. Not an athlete.
You know who he looks like to me? He always reminds me of, did you see Uptown Saturday Night? Of course, it's classic, right?
But did I see it?
I lived it. Was this Uptown Saturday? Lived it.
You know what I mean? I remember that as a kid.
I think it was Uptown Saturday Night when Bill Cosby played the character just for one scene. What was his name? Mondo Slade or something. We had the orange zoot suit on or whatever, and had the huge beard. But that's who Harden reminds me of. But anyway, so that's the situation. So now he's come. He dogged it for about five games. They trade. Then he says, at the press conference, we just don't have enough to win. I'm ready to go. And then they trade him pronto to Brooklyn. And Brooklyn's playing like the best team in the league. The Rockets, meanwhile, are on a 12-game losing streak. And that's the stage, Rob. And the owner of the Rockets, Tillman Fertitta, came out yesterday, obviously with Harden on his way back to Houston. And he says, I don't know if he was asked the question or what, but he said, we're going to retire James Harden's number one day. So that's the stage. Take it away.
Ask me again, Chris. What did you say? Ask me. If I was the owner of the Houston Rockets, what?
If you were the owner, do you have a problem with Tillman Fertitta, the owner of the Houston Rockets?
No. I want you to ask me the other way. That if I was the
owner. If you were the owner of the Houston Rockets, would you retire James Harden's jersey?
No way. No how. With my teeth clean. Right. No.
The question was not, will you retire his jersey tonight?
No. I'm talking about ever. Oh my God. Stop it. All right? Is this on? The Houston Rockets, what have you turned into? You've turned to goo. You've allowed this guy to trample all over you. It's not like James Harden's legacy in Houston is like he put up two banners. You know what he did? He put up a lot of points, and he disappointed you year after year after year after year in the postseason. James Harden's existence in Houston was empty, was hollow. All right, he put up numbers. It didn't amount to anything. There's no reason. That franchise has already won championships. It's not like you're some mamby-tamby organization where you never won anything and he's the only guy who was halfway decent. No, you've got champions who play for that organization. And then, on top of it, he wanted out. He told you, screw you, Houston. I don't want to be here. You smell that? That's you, not me. You guys stink. I'm not putting that guy's jersey up in my building. Thank you for your time. We paid you $40 million. Go to Brooklyn. Have a nice NBA career. But there's no way I'm hanging your jersey from the Raptors. Raptors.
I want to know this because get it all out. And you know how you feel it. You had a rough night and you ate something and you know you find yourself kneeling down in front of the toilet. And you want to get it all out. Go ahead, get it all out, Rob Parker. Is that it? Because I'm about to, as our friend Skip Bayless would say, unleash. Are you done?
I'm done. I made my case. I'm not
Rob
doing
Parker,
it.
Rob Parker, you are out of your mind. You are out of your mind. I get it. If Tillman Fertitta has just said, you know what? We're going to welcome James back, and we're going to retire his jersey tonight, then I would be fully with you. That would be absolutely ridiculous. But to sit here and say that the Houston Rockets should never retire James Harden's jersey? Are you kidding me? Let me just, how many ways should I just denounce this? Number one, let me go this route. First of all, James Harden is not alone in demanding a trade. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar forced his way out of Milwaukee. He demanded a trade to the Lakers. And guess whose jersey is hanging in the rafters of the Milwaukee Bucks Fiserv Arena or whatever it's called? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Charles Barkley forced his way out of Philadelphia with the 76ers. And he played fewer years there than Harden played with the Rockets. And guess whose jersey is hanging up in Philadelphia in the, I was going to say the Spectrum. No, Charles Barkley's. So that's number one. Demanding a trade should not mean you're disqualified from your jersey being retired.
It ain't just a man. Charles Barkley was long in the tooth trying to win a championship, and he moved on. Yeah, Chris.
Remember, he went to Phoenix, Rob. He went to Phoenix before.
My point is,
when he went to Houston.
He wasn't unprofessional and forced his way out by coming back and basically saying at a press conference, because you could play me the tape, where Charles Barkley sat there and said, my teammates stink. We got nothing going here, and I don't want to be here. And that's a guy hang up. No, there is a difference.
He spit on a fan.
That had nothing to do with it. He just had extra saliva in his mouth that day. That's all that was. That had nothing to do with
No way.
Alex, like, nothing?
Alex,
hello?
He essentially said that. He said, I
no,
can't win with these dudes.
He didn't
dudes.
Do that, Chris. There's a
he
big difference on how,
closed doors.
On how you
the
exit.
It's
a big difference.
It's all about intention. It's all about intention. So that's my number one thing. Secondly, to belittle James Harden's career in Houston, to say it was not, what phrase did you use? It amounted to nothing or
it was hollow.
Like hollow.
He just
Are
put
you
up points.
Me?
They never won anything. He had a great he was a great player. They couldn't even
he
get
He was
to
an all-time great player.
Chris,
Rob?
When did they get to were they in the conference finals? What, one time
yeah,
in
they
9 years?
Conference finals.
All right, so let
I
me
think
tell
twice,
you this.
I think twice.
I thought it was
the
once with
finals.
James Harden.
Check that out, because they got there when they came back down 3-1 to the Clippers, and then they got routed by Golden State. But check that out, Rob G,
right.
I think. But here's the thing, Rob. James Harden wasn't just, you know, he was good. He was pretty all-star in Houston. No! James Harden had people saying he's the greatest offensive player of all time. Really. And not just Daryl Morey. I don't agree with that sentiment, but that's how good he was. James Harden became like an all-time great player in
Houston.
Let
the Brooklyn Nets retire his number when he helps him win
well,
a championship.
They will, all but right. It's not just championship. Calvin Murphy's number is retired. Does he have any rings? He made one all-star team. All respect to Calvin Murphy because he's a Hall of Famer and all that.
Why are you ripping on him, Chris?
He made one all-star team, Rob. Rudy Tomjanovich's number is retired. Yao Ming's number is retired. I'm sorry, those dudes can't hold a candle to James Harden, Rob. And look, you notice he took the Golden State Warriors, who were phenomenal, who routed LeBron and the Cavs in the finals, he took them to 7. He had them down 3-2. And I get it. He didn't close the deal. He lost his second best player, Chris Paul, but he didn't close the deal. I get it. But to act like, I mean, that team was great. They just ran into an all-time juggernaut. And then the next year, yeah, when Durant went down, they didn't close it. But that team, even without Durant, had won a championship in 73 games. So it's not like he was you losing series they were supposed to win. Man, James Harden was so good in Houston. I think, Rob, and this is tough, because I love Moses Malone. I don't think Moses Malone gets enough love historically. Now, you know, those that know, right? Top 10 center of all time, no question. But, Rob, I think James Harden was the second best player in Rockets history. Behind Hakeem Olajuwon. How in the world do you not retire his number?
Because of the way he exited, the way he threw a torch on the franchise on his way out. He could have been professional. He could have done it in a different way, which would make you feel better about it. Chris, the way you leave places is just like that. You know this when the business we're in. If they don't renew your contract or something happens, how you handle yourself on the way out is how people will perceive you and whether or not you could ever come back or whether they would welcome you back. And the way he did it, I'm not saying that he's the worst person in the world. I'm just not retiring his number. Let the Brooklyn Nets do it. I don't care.
Well, they will.
That's what I would do.
They will, but so will the Houston Rockets.
All right,
obviously.
I'd love to hear. I bet you there's more people on my side.
Yeah, nah, you'd be wrong. I
what?
Would bet you some Jordans, but I don't want any
No, we ain't betting, no.
Jordans.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. You heard Rob. He's unforgiving. You heard me. I'm a sweetheart. Who you with? Does James Harden's jersey get retired in Houston or not? Or should it? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right,
What are you talking about? Your funky take? That's what you want to breathe, that funky take you had?
We're about to see. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of money on your auto insurance. 877-99 on Fox. It was hot and heavy a moment ago. Rob says he would never retire James Harden's jersey in Houston. I say that's lunacy. What say you?
All right, let's kick it off with John in Ohio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Wow.
Hey, John?
Yes.
Yep, all right. What's happening?
Look, no way, no how am I hanging his jersey. I treat it like LeBron. It would get burnt if I was a Rockets fan.
There you
LeBron's
go, John.
LeBron's jersey is going to be hanging in
He came back,
Cleveland.
Though, and won a championship. That's different, Chris. And, John, I don't blame you, my man. I don't blame you. The way he did Houston, there's a way of leaving. He didn't leave the right way, so you don't get welcome back. That's how you
and
do it.
And listen, not only that, they gave him everything he asked for. It isn't the Rockets' fault that he wasn't good enough to bring them a ring.
He's the second best player
nice.
They've ever had.
Nice.
At worst,
thanks, John.
Third.
Appreciate
at
the call, Chris.
Third.
That's one on the Rob Parker ledger. Here we go.
Fine.
Dre in
I'll
Michigan.
Send you some $50 Jordans.
There
what
are
do,
no
$50
difference. What's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Hey, I said it before and I got to say it again, man. I'm always entertained, but I'm often educated. With that piece y'all did yesterday on the Texas fight song, man, kudos to y'all, brother. I appreciate y'all for real.
Thank you,
man.
But
we
now,
appreciate it.
No doubt. But now, I was feeling what Rob was saying. Then my boy Chris came with the facts.
Thank you.
Will I retire it right now? No. Would I retire? Maybe when he retire and come back, yeah. But, I mean, the man was the second best player in your franchise history. You got to honor that. I mean, how many times do teams quit on players? You know what I'm saying?
Second best.
I can't hold that against
Dude,
you.
There's a professional way you do it, Dre. That's not the way you leave.
He was awesome.
You don't,
is it professional just to cut him?
You don't. Dre, they're not.
Yes.
Come on, man. You're being realistic. You're not being realistic.
If I
leave your house and bust out all the windows, I'm coming back for Thanksgiving dinner? Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, not this
not
year, but
same.
In 10 years, I might let you back.
Oh, all right.
Apples and oranges. And some of it, Rob, is this.
Dre, you let me down today. I can't
right
even
to
believe
calls.
It. Unbelievable,
but some of it is this, Rob, and you used the analogy earlier about leaving, you know, a network or something. If you're that great, you get a little extra leeway. And Harden was that great. He didn't win a championship, but he did everything else.
So now you're calling him. What do you call him? The Keith Olbermann of
I mean, you said that, not me. I'm just, but you know what I'm saying? Like, if you that great, man, people, you know, they give you a little more leeway.
All right, Tony in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Stop it. Stop it. No way. No how. And I'm a member of Parker's Platoon, but Chris, while you were gone, I started the Rob Parker Poo-Poo Club. And I am poo-pooing this subject. Can I get a toilet flush
down the floor? I don't know what
please,
side you're on. Man. Do you know what side he's on yet, Rob?
I know he's on my side.
Parker, you do not disrespect the great Akeem Olajuwon by hanging this guy's jersey up. What about Kenny Smith, Vernon Maxwell, Otis Thorpe? Guys,
those dudes
couldn't
hold
a
candle. They couldn't hold a candle to James Harden. And they, everyone,
you know what,
how about T-Mac? T-Mac's a Hall of Famer.
I know why you wanted to do this subject tonight on Worship Wednesday because you're a man in a cough. Yeah, we'll forgive you, James Harden, but we won't forget how you quit on the city and your team. Thank you, but no thanks. And Dan has a nerve to say, please don't boo me tonight. Please.
Right. Please don't boo me. But, right. Why, if you're that great and everybody knows it, you wouldn't have to beg for people not to boo you. One last call. Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Marty, what you got?
Hey, Rob. I'm sorry to hear about your infection. I know you've been getting out again, probably going to strip clubs, but my antibiotics probably cleaned that right up.
Right, that might be why he got.
And you know what? Yeah, you know what? It was under my lip here. Oh, I forget about it.
Don't go too far.
Guys, in sports, one thing I love is to be proved wrong by an athlete. And I always learn when I'm wrong. And James Harden with Brooklyn has really proved me wrong. I had a certain opinion of him, and I didn't think he'd ever commit to defense. But I'm starting to see that with less load on his back and not the whole system not being ISO to him all the time and not having Daryl Morey put together the wrong teams and getting rid of Clint Capella and D'Antoni in his system, with that stuff out of his way, he is playing fantastic. And the way this is working out, it's going to look like that other people were the problem in Houston. Yep. And he won an MVP there, and I would totally hang that man's jersey up, especially the way things are looking now. He's proved me wrong.
I knew Marty would bring some
Marty,
some,
you know what? Another disappointing
some logic. Marty, good job, Marty.
Next time I'm in Cincinnati, I will not come over the 471 bridge. I will not go into Kentucky.
Well, you don't do that anyway. Ask Antonio Daniels. Ask Kenny in New Orleans or whatever his name is who thinks y'all buddies.
Keith, New Orleans. Right.
So it was 2-2. It was 2-2. So you can't, you do not have bragging rights. All right, we're going to ask Cuttino Mobley about this. He played for the Rockets.
That's right. Had a nice career. Put his jersey up. Why not put his jersey up? They're putting anybody's jersey up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, he's a former NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, and had several great years with the Houston Rockets. Our man, Ketino Mobley. What's up, brother?
Ketino.
Where y'all been at, man? Y'all don't love
me
no more.
Hey, man, we miss you, man. You been standing us up or what?
I remember the last time we were on television together, you yelled at me that I was ludicrous because I said that the Lakers with LeBron James wouldn't make the playoffs. You remember that, Ketino?
Yeah, I remember that. You want to still talk about that right now?
Yeah,
right.
I just want to make sure.
They just won a championship last year, Rob.
No, I just want to make sure.
Matter of fact, you know what, Rob? Hey, you know what, Rob? I want my wing.
Right.
All right.
You mentioned
here's another,
it.
Here's right, another
Ketino,
debate. Yes,
don't even, we're not even, look, we're not going to lead you at all.
Yes.
We're just going to ask you the question. Should James Harden's jersey eventually be retired by the Houston Rockets?
For a fact.
Thank you.
Why is that a question? Why is that even a question, Rob?
I would say no way, no how. The way he finished there, how unprofessional he was. They're paying you $40 million. You come up, you come to camp and come to games out of shape. You don't want to be there. You throw the entire organization under the bus in a public press conference. No, let the Brooklyn Nets retire your number. I'm not saying he's not a great player, but he didn't win anything there. I just wouldn't do it. I don't know why you're celebrating him. The way he walked out,
he was awesome.
Did Calvin Murphy win something in
Houston?
Thank
you.
You already know I wouldn't have put up Calvin Murphy's number. To me,
you'd have one guy's jersey.
Yes,
because I
believe in this thing is that there aren't that many. You can't be retiring everybody's number. Only the best of the best. When I think of James Harden in Houston, I think of playoff failure. That's what I think of most.
How do you call him great? But yet he's a failure.
Because he has put up great numbers, but he failed in the postseason for Houston.
You're saying
that's one person. That's one person. One and two is, think about it like this. Yeah, you saw what James did. But it's just like a game. You saw what he did. And I'm not saying what he did was right. But at the end of the day, he may have been – oh, I'm sorry. I'm on radio. Hold on a second. Sorry, I'm on radio. But anyway, that's what James Harden did. But at the end of the day, you got to think about it like this, right? That's like somebody hit somebody while they're playing. The ref don't see that, but they see when a person retaliates. So James could have been talking to the front office.
James could
have said, I want this person. James could have said, I want this person. Okay, this person to work. I want this person did this. He could have been for years doing that. We don't know that. All we know is what we saw after. And I'm not saying that the Houston Rockets did this or did that about to James. All I'm saying is you can't fault a man for wanting to do something else because everybody else jumping ship and going to, you know, Golden State and going to this place and going to that place and leaving Boston and going to here and going to there. People do that. It's hard to win by yourself. This ain't back in 1902. Larry Bird had Dennis Johnson. Larry Bird had Chief. Larry Bird had Kevin McHale. Larry Bird had Danny Ainge. And Magic Johnson had all these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Who did Chauncey Billups and Rip Hamilton have when they won their championship?
Rasheed Wallace and Ben Wallace.
Okay. Well, those guys, there was nobody there who was a star. There was nobody on that team who was a superstar.
They won a championship.
All right?
What are you talking about?
They were not stars. Kobe, Shaq,
Carl Malone, Gary Payton.
All star teams, Rob.
Shaq and Kobe won three championships against that team.
It was an aberration, Rob. It's not something that happens all the time.
All I'm saying is there's a way you leave places.
Huh? What?
There's a way you leave places. And I'm just saying they could retire his number in Brooklyn. I wouldn't do it if that was my team. That's just me.
That's something else. You something else. You owe me wings. That's what you owe me. Okay? Right. You owe me wings. Because I told you on TV, that they was fourth at the time when you was talking all that smack. I told you on TV, they two from eighth and they did from that. You said that. You said that. And I said
they didn't
make
the playoffs that year. We did that. What do you mean?
Because he was hurt, and you know it.
Chris, did he come back that year or not? Did he come back?
He was hurt. How you gonna lead him to the playoffs if you hurt? You know that. You know that. All right, Coutinho.
What did I say on TV? I said, you know what? You something else. You something else. You know that, right?
And he just showed you again tonight. All right, look. Who I know it's early. All right, it's halfway through the season, so it's not a big deal at this point. But there's a lot of talk already about who's the MVP. And ironically, Rob, who doesn't think the Rockets should retire Harden's jersey, thinks Harden's right there in the race. He wouldn't hold that against him for the MVP.
I'm just saying, playing great.
Rob, what are you doing, Rob?
You don't hold that against him for MVP, but you holding it against him to have his jersey retired? But anyway, should that, because I'm a voter, Coutinho, and I'm not going to hold the way he left Houston against Harden. But do you think that should factor in, because other writers may, that should factor into him, MVP race?
Take your feelings out of it and just go on what he does well. That's it. It's not for us to sit here and say, well, his personality is like this, or he should have did. No, is he playing out of his brain? Yes, he is. What are you voting for? How he plays. Not how he eats his food. Not how he drives his car. Not how he studies. No, that's not what you're voting for. How good the person is. The topic is basketball. Vote on basketball. Don't vote on nothing else.
Coutinho, let me ask you, though, how surprised are you? Because, Durant's only played together 7 games, and they look like they're almost unbeatable. Imagine when he comes back. How surprised are you that this is working out for the Nets as well as it has?
Well, I mean, listen, the reason why it's working out how it is because James Harden's phenomenal. That's why. Because James Harden is a point guard. James Harden can do everything. And then you have the reason – you think about Kyrie Irving. He's one of the best one-on-one players. So he can play with both guys because you know why? Because Kevin Durant can spot up when he's doing those things. And they love each other. So when you have guys like that with that camaraderie like Chauncey and Rip and me and Steve, we literally can take turns. So when Kyrie is doing his thing, James can do spot-ups. When Kyrie is doing his thing, KD can do spot-ups, right? And then you got three of the best closers in the game, if not top five. You got three of them on one team. So, I mean, all of them averaging like 8 points in the fourth quarter, which is crazy to me.
Which is crazy.
Last thing, Coutinho, and we got to be kind of quick, but Rob said it. They've only played 7 games together. If this continues, I mean, KD's out. Kyrie's sitting out every couple weeks. Let's say they head into the playoffs and they've only played, say, 25 games together, the big three. It seems unfathomable that they could win the championship with that little bit of time together. But do you think they could with that little
The reason why I do is because James needed help. As great as Chris Paul was, James still needed some help. And when James doing so much, I think personally, it takes so much from his energy, okay? So when he's with them now, with the Brooklyn Nets, you got to think about this. When the playoffs come, they're going to be fresh. So you got to beat those boys 4 times. So now you have KD that can use all of his energy on one play and then digress. Then you have Kyrie that can use all his energy on one play and then digress. You can have James Harden use all of his energy. So that means you have to – what are you going to do? You got to pick your poison. You going to let Kyrie beat you? Because James can pass the ball the whole night and still beat you. Or you going to let KD beat you? Which he can do that next to LeBron James and anybody else in the world.
It's
kind of like hard to have all those three guys together when you have James Harden facilitating, Kyrie best one-on-one, and then KD can do everything.
That's our man, Coutinho Mobley, dropping nothing but
Coutinho,
facts.
We love you anyway, right, even if you get the things wrong.
Give me my wing.
All right, brother. We appreciate the time, right, man. We got to get you on more often.
Love y'all, man.
All right, brother. Peace.
Stay well.
That's the great Coutinho Mobley. All right, the writing's on the wall for one NFL quarterback. One of Rob's guys, too. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. Chris and Rob coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Rob, the New York Jets general manager today, Joe Douglas, comes out in a public press conference and says, we want Sam Darnold. He's our quarterback. But we are answering the phones when people call to ask about trading for him.
You lost me when you said, but. You're our guy. I love you, honey. But if a young 24-year-old shows up with a perky body, I might answer her call. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm with you, Rob. Like, look,
come on, let me, Chris. Right? Come on. I'm being honest.
This is Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to be in Seattle, but Dallas, Chicago, Miami, wherever else he said that. If you're gonna trade me, send me there. I think you would agree with me that Sam Darnold, while certainly still has potential, has done nothing to deserve the untradeable tag, right? So that's not the issue. Okay, you're not untradeable. Of course I'll listen. Who knows what they'll say, right? Who knows what they'll offer? But you don't have to put it out publicly. And the fact that he did, Rob, tells me it's like Russell. It tells me you want out. They want a new quarterback. They've hung out the for sale sign on Sam Darnold, Rob, and now it's who's the highest bidder.
And Chris, you want to do that, just keep it private. Like, if a deal comes along that you can't pass up, it's good. I get it. That's fine. This general manager didn't draft him. Chris, you got a new coach who wasn't in on him. So I get that, right? When you don't win, you could be replaced, right? I don't care what, if you don't win, you could be replaced. So I get all that. I just say, don't come out and say, he's our quarterback, we love him, and this and that, we're going to work, we can't wait for this year. But in the meantime, if somebody wants to call us up, here's my phone number. Because that's what they did.
Yeah, and you know this, we both obviously in the media. If you want it out publicly, if to your point, we were talking earlier, you made a great point that, look, GM, any GM worth their salt knows you didn't draft Darnold. They know you got the second pick. You might be looking at a quarterback. They're going to call you, all right?
Thank Chris, right? You don't even need to telegraph it. If you're a good GM, you're like, the Jets might be ready to move off on him. You know what? Let's make a call.
See what they available. And beyond that, if that wasn't happening, you could leak it to a reporter. And then when they ask you publicly, with no comment, or Sam's our quarterback, whatever, right? But they went about it this way. And that, again, Rob, that just tells me you're not getting the calls or you're not getting the offers that you want. So now you're putting it out there like, yo, you didn't get the hint. We want to trade Sam Darnold.
Right. That's what he did. He used a megaphone today.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, where are you at on that? Would you keep him if you were the Jets?
I don't know. We didn't see enough. And I don't know. Is it the old coach who was there, Chris? I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to judge him.
Right.
Hard.
All right. 2 hours left of the iCouple. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.